Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, we can finally get together on this.
Yeah.
Hey, as a journalist, I just want to let you know that all my phone calls are recorded, but my other commitment is that I never release the names of or contact information of people I talk to without their explicit agreement. So it's just so that I can take, you know, I don't have to sit here and take notes while we talk. So.
Okay, I got you.
So yeah, tell me what is it I should know.
So pretty much, so I mean, I read your article.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. So pretty much, I was there for about, unless it's because that corruption, about a year until my eyes started to open, maybe a little bit less.
Are you saying so, working for Neltz or working with them? Or
I worked for Neltz.
Okay.
I was pretty much like just under the director, so pretty much the hourly employees all reported to me.
Okay.
The sweepers, I ran the sweeper crews. Again, I had no experience and started.
You didn't have any experience in sweeping or in
forte.
Mm-hmm.
So, the sweeping information I got is when I initially started, we had Home Depots, we had a ton of Home Depots, pretty much the entire state almost. If it was owned by, like if the lot was owned by Home Depot and not like the plaza, that we swept at Home Depot, but
okay.
We didn't even have any sleeper trucks. So, you know, the guys would just kind of go out there and just, you know, pick up trash with the hand sorter.
Did the contract say they were going to sweep it with sweepers? Because that's all the Home Depot.
Yeah, in the contract, it stated right on it, it had to be done with a sweeper truck.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, whatever agreement he had worked out with them, I have no idea. I highly doubt they were okay with the hand porting.
Yeah.
If that's even what you want to call it. Maybe they bring like a backpack blower every now and then and kind of just blow things around. But there was no sweeper truck from the day I started. There was one that was crashed. The other one was yellow, but it never moved from the yard.
not very useful.
Not
very useful.
No. He would try to plug people in it here and there, but again, you know, it just didn't happen. And then there was one that was, so the sweeper trucks, long story short, I've never seen a property swept with a sweeper truck from the time I was there. The track, so the agreement there was, you know, pretty much anything bigger than a cigarette box, like if the guy had to jump out of the truck, it was an out of scope. So they had all these formulas that, you know, X amount of, you know, the sweepers had to generate X amount of dollars off the autoscope, and if there wasn't anything there, then you go pine trash and you throw it on the property.
Wow.
So you'd have guys out there hucking couches, you know, to get that. I think the limit was like $500 for Home Depot, so
uh-huh.
You fill it for like $499, you know, and then you don't have to get the approval. So, you know, you might get a couch that you see on the side of the road, you pay a guy to snag it up and just go chuck it in one of the Home Depot parking lots.
Wow.
So right about as that started to kind of happen, that was pretty much the time where I was like, all right, this doesn't feel ethical, you know?
Sure.
And everybody who questioned it pretty much got let go on the spot. And there was like seven of us. So, you know, my best friend was there. He was like the director of operations, so... You know, I just let everything be. I said, you know what, I don't want to impact anybody's livelihood, you know, so.
Sure.
But then I saw the article. He ended up getting fired, too, for ethical things. And, yeah, I just figured I felt like obligated to at least pass it along, especially for Home Depot. That was the first job I ever had, so I always have a little passion for Home Depot. The amount of money that they're paying in autoscopes that aren't even legitimate. They're not legitimate. There was one that he did up in Stanford. It was like a bat... Some guy dumped an entire bathroom up there, and that was Neltz that dropped that bathroom. The tiles and all that, but now the huge autoscope. That was 100% Tony that dumped that up there.
Jeez.
So, he's having a bad week. All right, guys, go dump a bunch of trash and pallets all over the place and then pick it up. That was pretty much how that place is operated. No sweeper trucks. They can check the cameras. You know, I'm not sure what he has now.
Sure.
I know he's got a huge contract with BJ's. I don't know what, how many millions it was, but I highly doubt he's changed his practices too much.
How long did you, when you worked there, you say for about a year, when did you quit?
February.
Of this?
February 23, it would have been.
So, that's this February.
No, I'm sorry, February of 22. February 22.
Yeah, so last February.
Last February, I'm sorry. Yep,
this being March of 23, yeah.
So they checked any of their cameras from pretty much April to February. They'll never see a sleeper truck hit their property one time.
Wow.
We didn't have any. Couldn't get them.
Uh-huh.
So well, I think that's an important piece.
Absolutely. And he says that he has bought, I don't remember what it was, like dozens of sweepers from Schwartz Industries. And I don't know how to, you know, I guess I could talk to them to confirm that sort of thing. But
he told me when I first started that, you know, he bought a whole bunch of sweeper trucks and they were on back order. I never seen any sweeper trucks.
Uh-huh.
I know he had them previous because a lot of them were like crashed up and they were on the bottom of the lot.
Yeah.
I know at one time he did have them. They weren't like the big boys. They just had like the sleeping on the back of like a Chevy. But they all got scrapped. So they were all crashed or whatever the situation was.
Uh-huh.
They
were probably Schwartz updrafts.
What was that?
They were probably Schwartz updrafts if it was on a pickup truck. Like a slide in?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It had like a big broom on the back of it. Sweepers, he paid them guys salary. He forced them to work, oh my God, I want to say 55, 60 hours easy, and he wouldn't pay these guys overtime. That was like a big battle that was going on. Was, you know, a lot of the guys were like, you know, you're making me sweep all night, and like a snowstorm would roll through during the day, so they'd work 40, 50 hours straight. I mean, you only get paid $8.
Do you know, could you contact some of those people? Do you have contact info for any of the drivers if it came to that?
I do, yeah. I'm looking at one as we speak.
Okay.
I'm looking at one right now. He pretty much ran the night crew for sleepers. When he got let go, I brought him over to the place I went to. Because he has, like, you know, he has four kids. You know, everyone needs a job.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, so I'll give you his contact info. But, you know, he'll testify, and you can check W-2 records. You can check whatever you want to check. Right after we all got fired, he switched everybody to hourly.
Uh-huh.
Because he knew that you had to pay overtime over X amount of hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't happening. And a few people, because they called the state of Connecticut on it. And then, you know, so I'm not sure. But I was told that he did switch to hourly right after everybody was let go.
Gotcha.
Due to the amount of hours that these guys, because these guys, like, we want to get paid, you know, and that was a big deal.
Do you have any idea if there were enough people? It sounds like you say six or seven people on the payroll. I wonder if that's enough to interest an attorney in going back and trying to collect wages for those guys.
Oh, absolutely.
You'd think so.
I mean, we'd have to get. I still have contact info for a couple of them. Julio was the other guy. He still communicates with a couple of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of them wanted to do that, but, you know, I don't know where it, like, really stemmed after that because, you know, like I said, my best friend was there. And he had seven kids.
Oh.
High up. He was making over six figures, so I didn't want to, like, drag him down.
Sure.
With all the stuff I knew, because there's more I know about. The trucks aren't even registered in Connecticut because he doesn't want to be taxed. All of our, when we all filed for unemployment, our wages were all $0 because he didn't pay unemployment tax. So it was like battling for months to try to get unemployment because he said we all quit, but we all got fired. I have proof of that. But then all of our wages were zero for the state of Connecticut. But I had a W-2, you know? So there was a lot of that going on.
You had a W-2 for money that showed the money you were paid, but he just didn't pay into unemployment. So that was zeroed out.
Connecticut said, you're filing for unemployment, your wages are zero. I said, no, I worked in Connecticut for the whole year. And they said, no, Nels has you at $0. So I had to send them in my W-2 that I did work there. So whatever he had going on, like all of his trucks are stationed in Connecticut. There's like 100 of them, and they all have Rhode Island plates or Georgia plates, wherever, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they're all in Connecticut. That's how he avoids all the tax payouts. He has Keith Raggett meetings about having yachts. So he has two giant yachts under the business name.
Uh-huh.
That really has nothing to do with the business. He beats people up physically if you don't do what he wants. He dragged the guy out of the loader at the Crystal Mall, and he beat him up in the bushes.
Were any charges filed or anything like that?
No. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
The guy needs money, so
yeah.
He pays you $50 an hour. What are you going to do? You're going to take the beating and just deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
guys got records. They can't just go get a job anywhere. So, you know, he's like their only option. So they take whatever he says and does, and they deal with it because they don't really have much of a... I mean, they have a choice, but where are you going to go make $40 an hour?
Yeah.
As a convict.
Right.
You're just not going to.
Right. So you think he was paying that because you were being asked to do unethical stuff? That's a lot of money an hour.
I can't say that for 100%.
Yeah, sure.
I would say he feels that he has power over you because he pays you. So at meetings, they all start with, "Hi, I'm Tony, I own the place." And then it turns into, "I don't give an F about your families or anything while you're, I own you for the winter, I own you, I own you, I own you." And he does own you. You'll work 12 hours, you'll go back, he'll grab you, he'll send you off to Pennsylvania.
Huh.
You know? So probably some DOT issues there, because you look at the accidents he's had, they're all sleepers because they're driving all night long for who knows how many hours those poor guys are driving.
Yeah. Wow.
But the majority of it is just the ethical thing. I feel better out of my brain if Home Depot. I tried to call Home Depot numerous times. I tried to get the escalation in that department, and I could never get a hold of them. I emailed them. I could never reach the right people. Maybe you have the right contact. They need to check all those books. Those parking lots were not swept and all the stuff. The majority, I'm not saying all of it, but a lot of the stuff, it goes in fluctuations. The time when it's heavy with out of scope, that was his employees out there dumping stuff. I'm scared of doing it too.
I know the Home Depot contracts, I understand, required a GPS plus a check-in, check-out while you're on the lot, all the, and taking photos.
So they'll show up on site, 100%. Like the sweepers hit every site in Connecticut, the guys who were under me, but they didn't hit it with a sweeper truck. They hit it with a regular truck with a bucket and a picker.
Yeah.
No sweeping going. I never, when I was there, have I seen one parking lot get swept. And I ran that crew the entire time I was there.
Wow, Josh.
Not one time the parking lot was swept.
It's really sad that people like this are in positions of any kind of national contracts, in my opinion.
It really is. Honestly, you know, I own my own company also, and you know, just knowing that you have no chance of up against him, because he can go spend $3 million like it's nothing and go buy whatever he wants, you know. So I could never go get a Home Depot account, you know.
Sure.
And I would never ethically do what happens over there. And the place I work now is a landscape company. We would never do that here. So it's just not right that he has that. It really isn't.
Of course.
What he does to people, their livelihood, it's not fair at all. So many people lost their houses, their cars, because they couldn't get unemployment because it was zero wages, or he would send in that had they quit, but they didn't quit. He wouldn't release your last check unless you signed his paper saying that you quit. You need your last check to get by. People live paycheck to paycheck. You weren't leaving with that check unless you autographed or whatever he put in front of you. So if you want to get paid, autograph that. So all of us have text messages. We also have that. You know, that showed proof that we were terminated.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that paper means that. I mean, yeah, sure, I signed it to get my last paycheck, but I got proof that you sent me a text with your phone number that you fired me.
Well, archive those messages and encourage anybody else you talk to archive their messages too.
Oh, yeah.
Let me take all this in and try to figure out how to proceed. And
And I'll send you Julio's contact info.
He was
the one on the ground. He probably threw a couple dozen couches all around Home Depot.
Okay.
So you know, this is bad stuff happened there, Rage, honestly. And I really hope that your, I think your article will have an impact. I hope more people can see it. I've definitely spread it around everywhere I possibly could. And I just hope that whatever info I can give you helps your investigation.
Yep. Hey, thanks. Thanks for that, Josh. I sure appreciate you stepping forward and exhibiting your own ethics. I have tried to contact Home Depot, have sent them the article link and so forth, and I can't get a call back from anybody there. And that really bothers me, too, that they're apparently, you know, the appearance is that they don't care. And, and they're the deep pockets in all this, too. So, anyway, I'll get some legal counsel on this and see what might happen. And,
sure. And you can contact me anytime.
Okay. Well, much obliged.
That's everything I have. There's nothing else that I really know about. I have a few... I could send you a few entertaining videos if you want that just show how we treat those employees, how we screamed at them, and they have huge arguments in the office. That doesn't really involve sweeping.
Yeah.
But if it helps your investigation, it does show how the employees are treated.
Well,
I can send you those.
That one email that he sent to the kid in Florida certainly showed how he acts.
So. Yeah. That's not right. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was to a kid that's coming up to take over the business from his father, and you could, you know, you can just imagine what that
he
meant
will,
to him.
If you piss him off in any way, he will literally try his best to destroy your business. He will destroy your business. He has enough money to do it. I've watched him dissolve people.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched him just slander names and just completely shut down valuable people. And the only reason he exists was he was partnered up with this other company. The other guy had all these loaders and stuff, and then Tony went bankrupt on all that equipment and stole it all. And sold it at auction.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all this money from all these loaders. That's how he created Melt. He had no money up front. This is his last leg. So Melt is all he has left. There's nothing left for him.
Mm-hmm.
He already ruined his two other company names. Now he's ruining this one, too. So it's just a trend that if people do a little bit of digging, you could see all the bankruptcy. You could see the people he's robbed for millions of dollars worth of equipment, sells it at auction, and he has all that liquid asset, you know?
Do you know who any of those companies were that he's done that to?
I could probably find out. I don't want to give names, but I just want to be positive with facts.
Right.
I'd have to do some digging to find out who those were.
Okay. And I could just contact them independently.
I could do that.
I could call them and just say I'm doing an investigative article on Nelts, on this guy Antonio. Do you have any information about him and see where that goes?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll give you Julio's contact. He has some stuff that I probably don't know about.
Okay.
And again, we're all verified employees there. Well, I'll send you a W-2 to show you proof. You know, whatever you need to. Any legal team, I have evidence.
Yeah, Well, hold that on to a legal team. If I can get somebody on this that can see where they, that it should be done.
They need to pull his certifications. He shouldn't be certified to sweep any property unless you're going to actually do the job. You're not going to sweep it. Stop charging people that you're sweeping. You're not sweeping anything.
Yeah.
It's not. There's other companies out there who will actually do the job the right way.
Well, and he has hired a lot of these contractors as third-party vendors, and then he's not paying them or stretching out their payments or finding some reason, some little nitpicky thing to not pay them. And my question to Home Depot...
Pay them.
Huh?
Pay them like $28, $30 to go do a parking lot?
Right.
That's silly.
Well, that's their fault for agreeing to that, too. But...
he promises you the world, He promises, you don't even have to bring your sleeper truck there. Just go there and just hand pour it. It's just not right. It's not right at all. Like you said, that guy in Florida, that was a good guy. He did the job the right way.
Right, and I know of another company in Florida that's very trusting, and he had all these different reasons why he hadn't paid him and hadn't paid him. There's allegedly a $60,000 lawsuit that they have, they're dealing with. And my inclination, is to find out who that attorney is and send this audio to
him. I could
probably
track that down for you. I could track that down for you. I guarantee I could. My buddy was like the head guy over there, and he's, you know, he's not there any longer. He's like, this ain't right.
Yeah, it was.
Also, like a lot of times, Home Depot, if you don't use their program, it used to be FM Pilot. I think they switched though, but they were using FM Pilot. You know, you had to be GPS on their property, so the truck had to go there. But sometimes you would just go there and just park the truck.
Yeah.
So you were there, drive around in circles, you know, just, you know, that's what these guys were doing, supposedly. But if the drivers forgot to do a picture, he'd Photoshop a picture, you know, he'd Photoshop one on there so it looks like he got done. That's just an older picture that was already recycled, you know, 8 times. Nobody was even there. He'd skip entire routes. And then just add random pictures from the property that were already added on, like, you know, X amount of time ago. It's the same picture.
Wow. What a guy.
And then if you say no, look where I end up.
Yeah.
You know? But there comes a point in time where it's like, okay, this feels illegal. How much trouble can I get into? I need to get out of here. You know?
Right.
That's pretty much what happens to a lot of guys.
Yeah.
But like you said, you try to call Home Depot, you can't even get a hold of them. Same thing's happening at BJ's with our Ranger. He has the BJ's. They're not, well, I don't know about now. I can't speak to right now, but when I was there, we had this, they weren't getting swept. And their contract specifically, and that's when I brought it to his attention, because it was a newer contract. It says specifically on there it has to be done with a sweeper truck and not hand ported.
Yeah.
And that didn't go over well. And that didn't go over well. You ended up hiring a night manager because I, you know.
He didn't want to hear that.
That's writing on the wall.
Yeah.
He didn't like that.
Well, we don't have BJ's out here, but I'm sure I can find contact information and get hold of them, too, and I can see whether he still has the account.
Yeah, go check their cameras. That's all they have to do.
Yeah.
They can see it with their own eyes.
Good plan.
They'll see a regular pickup truck out there with a guy, you know, that's what they're going to see. They're sitting on a bucket.
Yeah.
Not what they're paying for, so...
Well, you were right when you said you had some revelatory information. I gotta give you that.
Yeah, I told you it was gonna be worth your time.
Hell, absolutely. And if there's one thing I can say about what I've heard about Fortunato to this point, he's consistent.
Oh, he is consistent with corruption. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So. Over the years, you look at his old bankruptcy. The reason why he went bankrupt, it's the same thing he's doing. He just got lucky with Home Depot.
Yeah.
If he didn't have Home Depot, it's over for him.
Yeah.
Now, then he'll really see how good he had it. You had a gold mine on your hands if you ran it the right way. You did it ethically. And you're not doing it ethically.
Right.
And trust me, I've spent hours trying to get a hold of Home Depot. You can never get a hold of it. Oh, send a letter. I'm not sending a letter. I want to speak to, like, the guy in charge of all the contracts.
Right.
You guys want to hear this info, and they would never transfer me. I've reached out to regional managers. I can't get nada.
No. Okay. Well, that may be the same with me too, but I'll sure give it a shot, Josh.
Yeah, absolutely, sir. Whatever you need, and I'll send you Julio's info.
So it's okay without providing your contact information to provide the audio information to some selected people, but not tell them like the who it comes from.
Yeah, as long as my name is not on there, but that's perfect.
Yeah, and we haven't used the last name at all, so. Okay.
Yeah. I could honestly care less.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Well, actually, the reason you called me is because you could care more.
Yeah.
You do care more, yep. So.
I do. That's the only reason that I reached out.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's...
I feel better. I did everything I possibly could to justify the actions that I was unfortunately a part of for several months.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could just stop it now, I feel like the damage I did is... You know, like I said, once I caught on, the writing's on the wall.
Yeah. Well, you got to live with your conscience, too, that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and he's in Connecticut. I'm correct on that, right?
He's located in Connecticut. His headquarters is in Columbia, Connecticut. His shop is in Franklin, Connecticut.
Okay.
Then he has all these BS satellite hubs that don't even exist.
Yeah, right.
He might have one in Georgia now because he got a bunch of stuff down there, but... he's located in Connecticut. All of his trucks are in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Some of them are in Georgia. You know, obviously, he has contracts all over now. his trucks are in Connecticut.
But if you have a truck that's in Connecticut and you send the driver into the next state over, you've got DOT stuff to deal with, too.
Oh, yeah, they don't do any of that. He doesn't do any of that procedure.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he does whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking about what he always said. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, well, a lot of information, and I would call you first and let you know, but, you know, there may be an attorney that wants to talk to you or something like that, and sounds like that would be fine.
Okay. Yeah,
but I won't have them call you out of the blue, though. It would be through me. So if anybody contacts you and, you know, I mean, I don't know why that would happen, but I'm going to talk to you to let you know somebody would be calling.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much.
Absolutely, sir.
All right. Happy day. Bye.
Bye-bye. Did you enjoy?